80s and mostly cloudy in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. The federal government has given Ascension St. Thomas a deadline and an ultimatum. If the hospital system fails to submit a corrective action plan by September 18th, it could lose its contract with Medicare. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney explains why that would be catastrophic for the hospital.
This all stems from the hospital's medication mix-up last month, when four surgical patients got potassium phosphate injected into their spines instead of anesthesia drugs. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services gave St. Thomas the most severe citation possible. It's called an immediate jeopardy, and St. Thomas got three of them. The hospital pitched several corrective plans in August, but all of them were rejected. Now, the federal government is saying if the hospital doesn't get a plan in place and then execute it by September 18th, it could lose payments from Medicare. Hospitals generally get about a third of their revenue from Medicare and Medicaid, according to federal data. So the loss would be a massive hole in St. Thomas Midtown's budget, one that would make it hard to keep the doors open. The Midtown Hospital plays a major role in the region's healthcare. Among other things, Ascension often boasts that one-third of babies born in Middle Tennessee are delivered at Midtown. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News.
To get out of hot water, St. Thomas would need good marks from state investigators. That's who wrote the 80-page report detailing the incident and assigned the three citations. You're listening to Nashville's local news on NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.